Over the past decade, the Defense Department has made a lot of progress in getting a better handle on the inventories of supplies and munitions it moves around the world, moving from barcodes to advanced radio frequency ID chips and developing two comprehensive strategies on asset visibility. But it's impossible to say how much progress, because according to the Government Accountability Office, DOD's improvement plans don't include adequate performance measures. That's one reason DOD supply chain management is still on GAO's high-risk list. Zena Merritt is Director of Defense Capability and Management issues at GAO. She talked with me about DOD's ongoing asset visibility problems.
What we mean by assets is DOD has units, personnel, equipment, and supplies. However, most of our reviews looking at this issue from a high-risk standpoint has focused more on DOD's ability to determine the location, movement, status, and identity of equipment and supplies. GAO added this area to its high-risk list principally because of the billions of dollars of items involved and the resulting inefficiencies in operations. For example, going all the way back to the 1990s, DOD logisticians who were supporting operations in contingency areas didn't have accurate information on the status of supply requisitions. They're receiving large quantities of containers in the thousands, and they didn't readily have information on what was in them. Therefore, those were inefficiencies, and they hindered operations. And if you talk about the basic definition of what logistics is, it's essentially ensuring that the warfighter has the right quantities of the right items at the right place and at the right time.
Right. And just to clarify on that, I mean, obviously, it's pretty difficult to lose an aircraft carrier. What we're really talking about is material and supplies that are needed to let the military do its day-to-day missions, that you know, things that are easier to get lost in the logistics shuffle. Is that fair?
That is correct. You're talking about things like body armor, for example.
Right. And so as the report notes, DOD actually has made quite a bit of progress in this area. As most of our listeners know, there's five criteria that GAO looks at to determine whether something can come off the high-risk list: leadership commitment, capacity, an action plan, monitoring, and demonstrated progress. Just since 2015, you guys say that they've actually checked off two of those boxes, capacity and action plan. Can you talk just a bit about what they've done in each of those two areas that convinces you that they are making progress?
Sure. Since our last report, we've been actually monitoring this issue for a very long time, once again since the 1990s. Regarding capacity, essentially, they didn't have a means or they didn't identify the resources in order to help them improve their noted weaknesses. One of the things that we have done is when they develop their asset visibility strategy, we said that one of the key components of your strategy, you must know the resources needed to implement the strategy. So they went back to the drawing board. They worked collaboratively with the military services, the Defense Logistics Agency, and the U.S. Transportation Command in order to identify what resources they needed to implement the initiatives they had identified in their particular strategy. For example, they had initiatives like efforts to barcode and use satellite tracking technologies to keep track of the movement of equipment. But in their strategy, there were no monetary dollars associated with how much that even costs. So since our reporting in 2015, they actually sat down and they did an updated strategy, and that updated strategy now reflects the cost of those resources. In terms of their corrective action plan, that is the strategy. But although we made many recommendations that they needed a comprehensive strategy to move forward, they still were not including all the key elements of a strategy. So we reviewed their strategies. We said you need to add A, B, C, D. Well, they added A and B, but things like performance metrics and other things, they did not have clear direction to those involved as to what that meant. So we said you have to go back to the drawing board again. But Congress also has held the department accountable by putting in place legislation directing them to develop a comprehensive strategy. And with those efforts combined, they actually were able to do so.
So that's good news. The two missing pieces, according to the latest high-risk report, are monitoring and demonstrated progress. And the report notes that DoD actually has come a long way just in terms of technology. You mentioned barcodes, but now they're using things like active RFID tags so that a piece of equipment can, you know, beacon out where it is as it passes certain checkpoints. So I guess the issue is they have not done enough to actually demonstrate that the implementation of those new technologies are actually achieving their objectives. Is that fair?
That is correct, and a very good question. In order for them to be removed from the high risk, we have identified three specific actions that they need to undertake. First, they need to assess and refine, as appropriate, their performance measures. We did a sample of 8 initiatives, and we looked at the performance measures for those 8 initiatives, and we found that their performance metrics were not clear, quantifiable, or objective, and probably not reliable either. So we have asked that they go back and refine those, and they have agreed to the extent possible they would do that. The second step is, once they have those refined performance measures, they need to incorporate them in their after-action reports. They have an oversight body that's responsible for ensuring that these initiatives are, in fact, meeting the stated goals. In order to do that, these after-action reports serve kind of as a compass or a gauge as to what direction they're going, and also a roadmap as to how close they are of achieving that goal. Finally, the key to all of it is demonstrated progress. We usually use a period of about 2 years to determine whether or not there has been sustained progress in a particular area before they're removed from the high-risk list. So our next report will be issued in 2019. So we've seen great strides and great efforts already, and they have committed to trying to get these other steps undertaken by our 2019 issuers, which remains to be seen.
Right. And unless this is not directly discussed in your report, but unless I'm mistaken, there's a connection here to DoD's requirement to be audit ready. Because I think one element of audit readiness for the full financial statement audit is they've got to have, demonstrate to auditor satisfaction that they've got, you know, a good handle on the existence and completeness of all of their assets. Is that directly related to the asset visibility issues that we're talking about?
It runs in hand with each other. If they do not know how many assets they have at any given time, that does prevent them from being auditable. So I work constantly with our financial management team, who's responsible for that particular high-risk area, and we compare information and notes all the time, and they kind of use this as one of the gauges to determine auditability.